Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, April 20th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We have a lot of breaking news. One of the things that's coming out, it's going to be coming out the next few days, and Rand Paul has been leaking it. It was at the top of the Drudge Report earlier, and that is the Clinton cash question. Of course, she's been going around trying to paint herself as one of all of us, and she's essentially making herself a laughing stock. It's absolutely absurd for her to talk about how she's one of us going to Chipotle. And, of course, that game was joined by Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. They played their own little Chipotle games talking about how much more common they were than Hillary, how they could relate to the common man even more so than Hillary. But there's a new book that's coming out in a couple of weeks. Rand Paul's been talking about it. The New York Times got an early release of it. Drudge has a link to that article. And they basically are going to break it down, and it looks like there's evidence in their book and their research, that's what they allege, of pay for play. We've always said that elections are an advanced auction of stolen goods. That was H.L. Mencken quoted, made that statement. That's very true. But it's also a way that you can get things to happen immediately when Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State. And, of course, they go back all the way to Mr. Clinton's administration, pointing out what's going on with that. We're going to break that down further in the broadcast. And, of course, there's also an article up. We'll talk about this in the next segment. By one measure, Hillary earned more than America's top 10 CEOs. That's by her hourly compensation. That's one of the ways that you can buy influence legally with politicians. What do we do about Washington? How do we pull this in? Are we going to make some rules that say you can't do that? And then have the government police itself, that's not going to happen. We see that all the time. They don't police themselves on anything. As a matter of fact, the Congress just steps back and lets people have their own way. They let the bureaucracy have their own way. They let foreign governments and multinationals have their own way. They basically have become passive. It's almost like watching the results of the Enabling Act in 1933 with Adolf Hitler. That was when the Reichstag came in and said, they signed a piece of paper that said, we're going to let you, Mr. Hitler, write all the rules from here on out. And that's essentially what our government has done. They did it this last week, on Wednesday. The fast track of the fast track trade agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership and Transatlantic Partnership. They already had this being negotiated by in private, in secret, by corporate lobbyists and our own trade representative. But, of course, the American people and their elected representatives can't see what's going on, can't talk about what's going on. There's a non-disclosure agreement on that. So it was already on a fast track. But what they did this last week on Wednesday was they fast-tracked the fast-track agreement. So you're going to see these things coming at us fast and furious. And you know what? This is essentially a major, major step towards global governance by multinational corporations. We're going to break that down for you. This is the actual implementation of the Trilateral Commission strategy, their whole reason for being, their whole structure. We're now seeing it as we have these regional trade blocks, North America as well as Europe, being consolidated. And we can see one of the results of that now going on in Greece. We see that Greece is ordering raids on government coffers as cash dwindles. This is something they're ordering, a mandatory transfer of cash reserve data, cash reserves from their state-owned enterprises to the central bank. This is something that we saw happening in Venezuela, didn't we? In Venezuela, Bloomberg was bragging about the fact that even though the people of Venezuela had no money for food, water, medicine, they had to go to other countries to get it. Nevertheless, the bankers who were loaning them money were making 700% return on investment. We're seeing the same thing happening now in Europe. And what's the solution, they say? The solution is to go to a United States of Europe. to give up sovereignty. That's the only way that's going to be saved, says Alan Greenspan and others. Stay with us. We're going to break this down further for you. We'll be right back.
Up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Grubb for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined later in the show. Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson are both going to come in and talk about some of the breaking stories on InfoWars.com. Of course, we have a story right now at the top of InfoWars.com, a video of a cop shooting a dog in a crowded area, and people saying, "You almost shot me." You know, it's gotten to the point where we're looking at this dog. The old saying is that when a dog bites a man, it's not a news story. But when a man bites a dog, it is a news story because it's unusual. I guess in that vein, you know, a cop shooting a dog or shooting a person is not really that much of a news story anymore. When I went to CNN, the top story at CNN today was this officer didn't shoot. I guess that's the top story. I guess that's a story when a cop actually doesn't shoot somebody. The story says the officer shows great restraint in not shooting a charging suspect. Now, this is a situation where probably he would have been justified to shoot somebody. But it's gotten to the point now where we don't have much control over the police. They basically only have to say that they felt that they were in danger, felt that they were threatened. And then, of course, the system will give them carte blanche to use deadly force. And that's something we really need to have a national debate about. And that debate is beginning, but unfortunately it gets sidetracked along this lines of racial profiling. You know, when you talk about what's going on and when you talk about the fact that we need to do something about this, quite often people will pull in and say, well, there's a lot of crime in the black community. There's a lot of illegitimacy in the black community. That really doesn't have anything to do with it. You know, that's a red herring that people bring in when we start talking about that. We need to talk about what's going on with the police. And, of course, they put more police officers. It's called a broken window policy. They put more police officers in poor areas. If you have more police officers, they are going to have more interactions with the people in the area. And so there have to be strict rules about how they interact with people. In other words, if somebody is doing something, maybe they were doing something dangerous, but if they are now running away from you with their back to you with no weapon in their hand, you shouldn't be allowed to shoot them in the back. I know I took a concealed carry class, and I know that if I did that as an individual, I would be rightfully charged with murder, with unnecessary homicide. So we shouldn't give that kind of a pass to people just because they work for the government at any level. And we need to have this discussion because it is out of control. And when we look at things like the illegitimacy rate in the black community, we need to understand, just as Walter Williams pointed out on Friday, that where the black community was a few decades ago, the white community is now. So that is something that is a national problem. And if we look at what's going on with police brutality, we see that police brutality within the white community is probably now about where it was a few decades ago in the black community. So it doesn't make me feel any better when I see that there's more black people that are getting shot than white people, because I know that they're shooting white people. I know that that's going to be something that continues to escalate unless we address the root cause of this, unless we change the attitude of the government toward its citizens, and unless we change the attitude of the citizens toward its government. We need to understand that we don't go to government to make us safe for everything. We need to understand that government itself can be a threat. The founders of this country understood that. That's why they put checks and balances in. And now those checks and balances have been removed, and we need to be very, very cautious about that. But something happened last week that I want to talk about and spend some time on, and that is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Trans-Atlantic Partnership, TTIP. We're now getting fast track of the fast track negotiating process. And let me explain that to you. The fast track process was essentially a process where they would have a trade representative from the White House, from the administration, go and negotiate with corporate lawyers, hundreds of corporate lawyers, secretly, so that the public is not allowed to see. Our elected representatives are not consulted or participating in this. But and they can't even tell us, if they go to look at it, what's going on, because they have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So the only information we get is from WikiLeaks. Thank you, WikiLeaks, for doing that. Nevertheless, what they're doing is, on Wednesday, they came together and they had Orrin Hatch and Ron Wyden and Paul Ryan come together on a compromise to fast track the fast track process. They're going to make this secretive process go even faster. And understand that at the top, this is a bipartisan push, just as it was when they ran NAFTA through 20 some odd years ago. It was going to happen whether Bush or Clinton was elected. The only person who was speaking out about it at the time was Ross Perot. We don't have a Ross Perot talking out about this right now. Essentially, everybody has signed on for this. When you look at the Republicans who are running for president, all of them signed on to fast-tracking this. All of them signed on to this secret process, which is not only a devastating economic situation, if we look at what's happened with NAFTA. It's not only a horrible thing from an economic standpoint, but it is also a sovereignty-destroying treaty. This is something that is part of the globalist plan that we've talked about for a very long time. If you go back to the Carter administration, and you look at Zbigniew Brzezinski, when he left there, he founded the Trilateral Commission. That was North America, Asia, Europe. Bring those together. What has happened now? We see trading blocks between, we see consolidation with NAFTA of North America. We see consolidation in Europe with the EU. All of these are being brought together. And America is the central hinge for this next step to global governance by multinational corporations. That is what this is. Let's recognize this for what it is. I'm a libertarian. I understand that we want to have free trade. I understand that we want to have a free market. But we need to understand that what we have in this country is not a free market. We have crony capitalism. And when we look at these free trade agreements, these are not free trade agreements. Ron Paul said a long time ago, if you want to have a free trade agreement, when they were talking about NAFTA, you don't need a 1,000-page trade treaty. You just have free trade. You get rid of regulation. You don't add more regulation. So when you get a 1,000-page trade treaty, which is being negotiated in secret, which is going to be dumped on the Congress with no time for them to consider what is going on, and it's going to not allow them to make any amendments. It's going to be a straight up and down vote. They're going to be pressured to do it right away. They're going to be pressured by corporate lobbyists who wrote this. When you look at that sort of situation, you understand this is not free trade. This is not free trade. This is crony capitalism. This is managed trade. This is trade to benefit the large corporations. And we need to understand that this is about sovereignty. This is not just an economic issue. This treaty, unlike NAFTA, is very explicit that it goes after things that affect our digital rights with copyright. This is a way to put CISPA in the back door. This is a way to stop countries from controlling GMO, if they're concerned about that, or stopping Monsanto from putting glyphosate Roundup into their country, if they're concerned, as they should be, based on the research from The Lancet, from the World Health Organization, saying that they believe that glyphosate, that Roundup, is a cause of cancer. If people were to ban that, then Monsanto would be able to go in and sue that government in a special court. It's not even a real court. It's a court that is set up where the corporations are on parity with the country. And it's a process of arbitration. We've already seen this happening with NAFTA quietly. You don't hear about it because it's not in a public court and because the media is completely owned by these corporations that are suing. And they have gotten massive judgments from these arbitration processes. Take a look at what's going on in Greece today. This is the story that's on the Drudge Report. Greece orders a raid on government coffers as their cash is dwindling. The Greek government has ordered a mandatory transfer of cash reserves from state-owned enterprises to its central bank. Where else? In a desperate bid to gather enough cash to remain solvent. They say this cash crisis in Athens is degenerating with every passing day. And they point out that this decree, which would violate fiduciary obligations, well, what would that be? That would be maybe the fiduciary obligations that they have made to their citizens. Don't worry, because they're going to do the same thing that Venezuela did. It was Bloomberg, as I mentioned in the last segment, Bloomberg that bragged about the fact that Venezuela was a great investment for bankers. It was a 700% return on investment. That's great. How could that happen when the people didn't have enough money, Bloomberg said, that they couldn't get water, they couldn't get food, they couldn't get medicine without going to neighboring countries? Ah, but they recognize that their sovereign debts to the bank take precedent over what happens to their people. And we see the same thing now happening in Greece. And look at what the bank is doing to them. The Greek government is having to pay 28% interest on their loans to these banks. 28% interest. Credit card rates. Hey, I remember when credit card rates were prohibited by law from being more than 10%. That was before the runaway inflation of the Carter era, and then they got rid of the usury laws. And now we've got banks that operate openly as if they were loan sharks. That was what we used to call it when you charge people more than 10%. When you charge people the kind of interest rates that they regularly charge people on credit cards today, that was called loan sharking. That was something that only the mafia did. Now, all of the banks do that, and they're doing it to countries. Now, how did they respond to this? What's the response to this? Well, a lot of people have said that Greece is going to leave. Alan Greenspan, former Federal Reserve Chairman, said Greece is going to leave. We also had the head of PIMCO, the world's largest bond fund, say that Greece was going to leave the EU. They both said, unless, here's the qualifier, unless we make EU something that it isn't right now, unless the member states give up sovereignty and become, as PIMCO's executive said, the United States of Europe. You see how these trade agreements these economic agreements metamorphosize into sovereignty agreements. The banks have a wonderful way of doing that, don't they? And that's exactly what's going to be happening with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Stay with us. Right after the break, we're going to have some clips of what some of the senators said about this last week. It's very enlightening. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nutt, your host on this April 20th, 2015. Joining me later in the show are going to be Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson. We're going to be talking about some of the breaking news that's coming up. Also, we'll be taking your calls later in the broadcast. Before I go back to the news, I want to let you know that we have InfoWars Life Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 50% off right now at the InfoWarsLife.com store. That's down $14.95 from its usual price of $29.95. Biggest sale we've ever had on colloidal silver. It's preparedness grade of silver. It is concentrated to a powerful 30 parts per million. We've been sold out of this product for months, and we think it'll happen again pretty soon. So right now is the time to stock up for 2015. Again, that's InfoWars Life Silver Bullet. 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, before I go back to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I wanted to... It looks like we're losing when you look at this Trans-Pacific Partnership thing. It's very depressing to see how their plan that they've had for decades is coming together, how they have created these blocks that were essentially trading blocks. They sell it to the public as a free trade area. Then they turn it into a sovereignty area, as they're trying to do in the EU. As we saw 10 years ago, the Council on Foreign Relations had its principal recommendation for what should be done about NAFTA was that we should have a border around the entire perimeter that should be policed by Homeland Security and various American police agencies. So they wanted to consolidate this into a kind of sovereignty area. That would explain, wouldn't it, why we have this open border that neither political party will do anything to close. Just as Joe Biggs pointed out last week, we see the drug cartels, possibly terrorist organizations, anything can come through those borders. They're so porous. And I don't want to erect some kind of fence that is so concentrated that it becomes essentially a prison for Americans either. But we need to strike some kind of a happy medium there. But it explains why we're not doing anything. When you look at this Council on Foreign Relations report, 2005, and by the way, one of the 31 members was Ted Cruz's banker wife in that. She was working, I think, at the time for J.P. Morgan. She went on to work for Robert Zoellick, who was chairing that at Goldman Sachs. He chaired that CFR report. But that's what's going on in Europe right now. They're saying that Greece is going to leave. The only way they can keep it together is if they become a United States of Europe. So it looks pretty dire. It looks like we're going in one fell stroke here. We're going to take these trading blocks, and America is, as I said before, the linchpin in this. We are going to be the connecting point between a European trading block and a Asian trading block. But, of course, it ultimately is about sovereignty. And people might start to understand that's what's going on when this is being negotiated in secret by corporate lobbyists who are giving the corporations the same power as government, and who are protecting their interests to the extent that they can slam and shut down any laws in any country that go against what they perceive to be their interest. But before I go back to this, I just want to point out this article that came up today on the Drudge Report. The Pew Center that does polls, they say gun rights now, for the first time, top gun control and major public opinion shift. In other words, we can win this if we get behind this. They say exactly 2 years after Obama's bid for gun control following the Sandy Hook shooting, a new poll has discovered a huge shift in public opinion to backing Second Amendment rights and away from controlling gun ownership. Now, let me tell you, I had only been working at InfoWars a few months when the Sandy Hook shooting started. And it was a full court, all-out press for Alex Jones. I mean, he understood that the Second Amendment and our rights were hanging by a thread. He pulled everything out. He was doing extra broadcasts. He was going for a couple of hours afterwards, talking to people, doing everything he could. That's when he went on with Piers Morgan. It was very effective. We have won that debate. We have changed the understanding of the American people. It's not propaganda. It's simply explaining to them that you can't be safe if you turn over your safety to some people with guns and a uniform. It doesn't work. Look at what happened in Kenya. We've had two shootings now in Kenya, one at a mall, another at a university. Hundreds of people have died because the government wasn't there, and nobody there had weapons to defend themselves. No matter how long it takes, and of course, they took 7 hours in this latest case for the government to get the military out there. But no matter how long they take, there's always a response time, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour before they're going to get there. And you never know exactly what they're going to do anyway when they get there. We've seen this over and over again, shooting the wrong person. You cannot be safe if you turn your safety over to somebody else. It's just like liberty. Liberty is never given. It is always taken. And you are going to have to take responsibility for your safety. And people understand that. For the first time, they understand that. And you look at these charts on this article, you can see a massive reversal. And I really appreciate what Alex Jones did 2 years ago. He nailed it, and he led that charge. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this April 20th, 2015. I'm joined in the studio with Jakari Jackson. And we were just talking in the last segment, Jakari, about how the public's opinion, their understanding of guns, has completely reversed in the last couple of years. It really looked like we were going to lose everything, I think, in the wake of Sandy Hook.
So I think that was a tipping point, as you were discussing earlier. And Alex really did go all out. I remember during that time, you and I, we do like a 6-hour broadcast.
We went
from the day show to the afternoon show, and eventually
skipping commercial breaks, the whole bit.
It was a very intense time, but I think it was very necessary, a very necessary thing to do, because we see, not only with Sandy Hook, but after that, they continue to go after these firearms. You know, they wanted to, they did sue Bushmaster. What else happened? They said that we're coming after the AK-47 rounds. And then you saw the gun sales explode. Obama's gun salesman of the year. We saw that recently again when they were talking about the 223 round. So every time these things are exploited and they choose to come after the gun sales go through the roofs. And now people are getting the point that, hey, even if I'm more than likely will probably not be involved in a mass shooting, I want to have a firearm to protect myself. Should somebody come and kick in my door at 3 a.m, it doesn't have to be something super sensational. You're walking through a parking lot, somebody tries to shove you in a van.
Yeah.
You know, you pull out a firearm and shoot them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, part of it is just explaining the common sense thing to people that, look, if you've got one person with a gun,
mm-hmm.
okay, or in the case of this shooting in Kenya, for example, they had four guys. They killed 150 people.
Right.
They had, I forget how many hundreds they took. Was it 600 or something like that? They took
many people.
Yeah. I mean, it was just incredibly crazy. But, you know, when you've got only one person with a gun and everybody else is disarmed, they're king. You know, and as long as they've got ammunition, they're in charge of it. So people understand if you just point that out to them. Of course, the difference is you never had the mainstream, and they never will point that out. The mainstream media never would point that out to people before, and they never will. But we can have that discussion.
Such as the shooting, I believe it was in Oregon, where somebody was running through and a man just pulled out his concealed carry. He didn't even fire it. He just pulled out his gun, aimed it at the guy, and the guy said, oh, well, I give up. And he ended up shooting himself because I guess he didn't want to take the chance of being taken alive. But just simply introducing an opposition firearm can completely change the dynamic. And you notice, David, of all the mall shootings, the school shootings, that's the one that you rarely hear about because they don't want to talk about that. The guy who pulled out a gun didn't even have to fire it. Mm-hmm. He just scared the guy that's enough right. to end the massacre.
And I would go even farther, Jakari, because I think it is a key part when we talk about having this discussion about police officers. I think it's a key thing. You and I both went down to the open carry rally in San Antonio. There was a rally there because they had been harassing people who were legally open carrying long rifles. That's legal to do that.
To give a little bit of background on that particular one, there's several things that led up to that. You know, of course, we have C.J. Grisham, who was walking
yes.
with his son out in the woods. You know, he had a gun. Cop pulls up, why do you have a gun? Like wild hogs out here, you know, may get run over, you know, eventually got arrested, completely bogus charge. And the thing you're talking about in San Antonio, a couple of gentlemen were sitting outside, I believe it was a Starbucks or some type of similar restaurant, open carrying their rifles, which is 100% legal here in the state of Texas. The officers decide to come over and harass the guys anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That leads us up to the Alamo, you know, 1,000+ people there. Lo and behold, nobody got shot. I mean,
yeah.
Can you believe that, David?
It was very orderly. And the interesting thing was that the police didn't harass anybody.
Until it was over.
Until it was yes. over. That was the key thing. It was like the police just stayed back. They took pictures of everybody. They're watching us like a hawk and everything. But they left everybody alone until pretty much everybody went. And then you and I saw yeah. there's a couple of guys left over, and they went after them again. And so the point being is that for the citizens to be armed, is not to make the world more dangerous. The citizens being armed is essentially a check to the police, who are we see over and over again, are using excessive force against the population, who are harassing the population. And just the fact that you have firearms there, as one of the founders said, it restrains evil.
Mm-hmm.
The very presence of firearms restrains evil. So it gets the cops into a position where they're not in a bullying mode, okay? They're basically respected people. And again, we saw this at the Bundy Ranch standoff.
Right.
There was only a couple of individuals down there on the ground who had guns. They had them holstered.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was even aware of the one individual. That's the only thing they show, the one individual up on the bridge.
That's right.
With the guns. But they had guns trained on us, and they were shouting that they were going to shoot us. And yet the people just calmly walked up there. But it was a deterrent to know that there were people there that had arms. It was also a deterrent that the media was there.
That's we need to make, because people say, well, you guys are anti-police, you're anti-cop. We're not telling anybody to go out there and shoot.
No,
we're just saying the simple fact that these people had firearms, you know, stopped the bullying procedures that were going on previous. They were tasing people, throwing people to the ground, and now they see somebody has a firearm. Okay, maybe it isn't that serious. I have to run up and tackle this guy. They started to think about it in a different way.
Exactly. Changes things altogether. And we've got a report up on Infowars.com, a video where a cop shoots a dog in a crowded area. Let's run a little bit of this report, because this is what we have seen on virtually a daily basis. There are so many of these things out there that it is getting hard to not become jaded about this.
Right, and it's not just this one particular incident. I believe Mikhail had a story last week about a police officer shooting a pig.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little...
It's going to get them dirty. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
So it's going on a lot, and it's one of those things that if you shot at a dog or something, it'd be some big incident. You know, you'd probably get dragged into court and have to deal with all that kind of stuff. But when an officer does it, and the thing about this is, as the guys get ready to play this video, the officer misses the dog at point-blank range. The bullet ricochets and luckily didn't hit anybody. But you have to think, had he ricocheted and hit a child and killed the child, the dog owner would probably be on trial for manslaughter. You know, it'd be something absurd like that.
Well, actually, there was a case similar to that. There was a lady and husband who were having arguments, and they put a restraining order on the lady, which meant that she had to have a police officer escort her back to get her things moved out. And as they were moving out, they got into an argument again, and the dog started barking and ran over. And so the cop pulled out a gun to shoot the dog, missed the dog, and then lost his footing. And as he was falling over, he continued to shoot. I mean, where is the training on this? And shot the lady in the chest and killed her.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, that's not a hypothetical. We've had situations in New York where they were chasing somebody and just started shooting wildly in the crowd. I mean, there has to be some training. We can't have police with a shoot-first mentality and a Barney Fife outlook.
Well, the thing about this, David, you think about mail carriers or other people, pizza men, who regularly encounter dogs. How often do they end up shooting the dog? You know, they're better trained. Right. Lo and behold, a mailman with a can of pepper spray is better equipped to deal with the dog than a police officer with a pistol.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to all this pepper spray? They say they need it as a deterrent. They need the tasers as a deterrent. Why do they have to pull out a gun and shoot, especially in a crowded area, as this?
Let's run a little bit of this clip.
Incident.
This is from Brooklyn, New York.
There was a crowd of people gathered outside on Pacific Street watching the police activity, and a lot of officers out there, too. You can see the dog get loose, and at one point, he jumps up on a lieutenant, and then it happens. One officer fires his gun at the dog from point-blank range, but completely misses. The crowd was incensed.
No! No! You wrong! You damn wrong for that!
It didn't dawn on me it was a gun until the shot actually went past my foot, and then the spark hit the man behind me, and then everything just really got crazy, like, yo, you almost shot me.
Are you serious? There's kids out here!
You're going to open fire in a very crowded area. There are children out there.
Yes.
As I said earlier, had that bullet struck somebody, the dog owner would probably be on trial having this dog run wild in the streets, not the officer.
So what is the mindset of that officer when he pulls it out? He's not thinking about the crowd. He's not thinking about anybody else. He's simply afraid. And his first response is to use lethal force.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, that's the way they're being trained. We saw that in New Mexico, where they had a lot of issues. That was where they famously shot the homeless man in the mountains. And at the State Police Academy, a guy who was an experienced teacher there said, we've got a new curriculum. I think it's a shoot-first curriculum, and I refuse to teach it. They wouldn't change the curriculum. He resigned. So there has been a tremendous change in the way the police are being trained and the way we see this. But I think a key thing, again, going back to this Pew report, looking at the actual data, they say Americans now believe that having a gun is the best way to protect against crime. 63% to 30%. That's more than 2-1. Mm-hmm. Think that you're better off protecting yourself against crime. They understand that the police can't be there. And we've had police who are honest who say that. The police chief in Detroit. Yeah, exactly. Says, look, I can't get there quickly enough. We'll try to catch these guys. We'll come as soon as we can. But you need to be able to protect yourself. It's a high crime area. He says you need to be able to protect yourself. Learn how to use it. Get a gun. Learn how to use it safely. But understand that you have to take care of yourself.
And also Sheriff Clark in Milwaukee, he said that as well. Because the thing about it is the police, they come there, they don't necessarily know what the situation's going to be. So they get there, it's two guys swinging baseball bats at each other. One's a burglar, one's the homeowner. No, who's doing what? But, you know, if you have that equalizer being the firearm, you may, even if you don't have to shoot the guy, you can get him down on the ground. So you need to surrender before, you know, this escalates any further.
Exactly. Now, the public's change, as reflected in this Pew poll, is showing up in legislative issues. Now, in Texas, we've got a law that now bring me up to date on this, Jakari. I think has it passed, or at what level is it? Has it been signed by the governor yet?
The open carry bill, it's running through the House of Representatives, and it was voted on Friday, 96-35, to allow residents with concealed handgun licenses to openly carry their guns in public. Now, this is not the constitutional carry that they really wanted, but, you know, it's a step in that direction. And this article also goes on to point out that, you know, despite Texas being having a pro-gun reputation, Texas is one of six states, including California, New York, and Florida, that currently ban citizens from openly carrying their handguns. Now, to be very clear to people, I guess a lot of people don't understand that here in Texas, you can openly carry a long gun. Mm-hmm. You carry a rifle, a shotgun, slung over your hip, or some other way where you're not carrying in a manner calculated to cause alarm is the jargon they use. So what they want to do, the gun advocates, and it looks like it's getting some steam behind it, is to carry a pistol on their hip like a police officer does.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will make the debate, well, you know, it's shocking, it's this, it's that. Well, is it more shocking than see a guy walking down the street with an AK-47 strapped to his back, which is still illegal and doesn't really bother me, but I understand some people have very strong
opinions. Well, that's why part of it is a cultural thing. Part of it is getting people to understand that. And, of course, we see that's happening now with the Pew poll. There's also in North Carolina, this is reported on New American today, North Carolina takes aim at nullifying federal gun control regulations. This would forbid enforcement of any federal regulation aimed at unconstitutionally abridging the right to keep and bear arms as protected by the Second Amendment. I think this is in direct response to the ATF's recent and failed bid to try to ban certain calibers of ammunition. Once they can do it to one bullet, they can do it to any bullet.
And talking about that ATF, you know, a lot of people say, you know, what happens? Do you guys ever produce real change? And while I don't personally take credit for things, the ATF, this most recent thing, is a perfect example that people got informed about it, you know, whether it's from here or someplace yes. else. They took action, they called, and eventually backed off because enough people had the information and did something about it.
Yeah.
And that's how you get real change to happen in your country.
Absolutely. And the thing is, that's not something that is going to be coming out of CNN. It's not something that's going to be coming out of MSNBC, and it typically won't even be something coming out of Fox News. So, yeah, we're not the only alternative media out there, the only authentic media. We are still telling people what's going on with this and explaining to them what the consequences are to this and what it really ought to look like. And I think we need to understand that it is really having an effect. In this particular case, they're pointing out that really the federal government doesn't have the right under the Constitution to force the states to do anything. And that's one of the things that North Carolina is responding to with this. But, of course, we're seeing that in a variety of areas. We're seeing that in bills that would deny utility services to the NSA, because I understand that the NSA is coming in there and unconstitutionally doing dragnet searching and recording. So people are pushing back, and in several states we've seen legislation brought up to do that. We also see, and of course this is 420, we see a lot of, that's the day that a lot of marijuana advocates...
Yeah, they were downtown yesterday.
But, we see that same sort of thing happening with the legalization of marijuana, even for medical uses, because we have to understand that the federal government has marijuana as a Schedule I drug, which says yes. that it doesn't have any medical uses whatsoever, which is clearly a lie. Everybody knows that that's a lie. That's a fraud being perpetrated on the American public. And we all need to understand that where that law came from was the United Nations. 10 years before our war on drugs, they came out with exactly the blueprint, the agenda, just like Agenda 21. They came out with the entire legislative blueprint, had four different schedules for where you would put drugs, mm-hmm. and where they wanted to put all of these different drugs in. So that's why the UN is wringing its hands about legalized marijuana in different states.
But they don't want you to have something that you could use to potentially treat yourself growing in your backyard.
That's right.
Because it's hard for Big Pharma to get a cut out of that.
That's
you know,
right.
I'm not telling anybody to go out and just smoke to smoke, but, you know, I definitely recognize the medical benefits
yes.
of having marijuana.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I don't use it recreationally, and I know you don't either, Jakari, but I have always been upset for, you know, I should say since the war on drugs started, since we saw things like mandatory minimums, like we saw
yes.
civil asset forfeiture. That concerned me because I could see how they were using this to basically destroy our due process, to destroy the rule of law, to fill up the prisons. We now have 25% of the world's prison population is in America, even though we don't have anywhere
close. And many of them nonviolent offenders who
Absolutely.
Are there under these mandatory minimums.
So I look at this and I say, why am I having to be taxed to lock up nonviolent offenders for extraordinarily long periods of time, destroying their lives, destroying their families' lives? Why are we doing this? It absolutely makes no sense. And it's one of the things that I think we really need to speak to the conservatives about, because they're the ones who are dragging their feet, who are active in opposition. I think the thing that concerns me the most about it is seeing how the church believes that the only way they can stop people from abusing drugs And we need to understand there's a difference between use and abuse. But the only way that we can stop people from abusing drugs is by using the force of the state and then completely hardening their heart to any testimony of anyone about how this drug is necessary in their life. That's the thing that really disturbs
me. And people will say, well, you can get high off marijuana. You can get high off half the stuff in, well, not half the stuff, the majority of the stuff you get at the drugstore. You know, you go to the pharmacist and they give you some, you know, Oxycontin or whatever. You can get high as a kite off of that.
As a matter of fact, when they were talking about the heroin epidemic, they were saying that there were far more deaths from prescription drug abuse than there were from heroin. And Oxycontin was one of the key things on it. It's absolutely amazing to see how this is all playing out. But people are starting to wake up. And again, going back to what's happening at the states, and I think that's really where we're going to see the changes, where the states are asserting their legitimate sovereignty and saying, we're not going to allow the federal government to come in and do the things that it's been doing before. We're not going to just be a passive enabler of the federal government. You see it, whether it's the BLM or in the different land issues. You see it on marijuana. You see it on gun control. Mm-hmm. We're seeing this across the board. We're even seeing it on civil asset forfeiture. And that's a very important thing. If the government can take your property without ever convicting you of a crime, without even charging you of a crime, that destroys all of our basic property rights.
That's exactly right, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's something that's very, I don't say popular. But
hang on, we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to be right back. David Knight with Jakari Jackson. Stay with us.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
We'll be right back.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining me is Jakari Jackson, and we have a story that is just broken. It's up on the Drudge Report. I'm going to show you a video that armed National Guard troops conduct exercise near a children's playground. This is a video that was sent to us by a citizen journalist. We've asked people to send us information about... We're seeing military drills all over this country at an unprecedented level. And so we want people to send us that information to jadehelm@infowars.com, and we'll put those videos up. We're going to talk about that video and show that in a moment. Before we do, I just want to let you know that right now you can go to infowars.com. Now is the time to start filtering your water. Help you do so, we're giving you 10% off all ProPure water filters with the promo code WATER. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, remember that if you can't get the government to ban the glyphosate, or you can't get them to stop dumping fluoride into the water at your expense, you can still take it out yourself with these filters. Very important to do that. Again, you can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off all ProPure water filters. Let's go to this video here. This is a story, like I said, that just went up. Drudge picked it up real quickly. Drudge has been really good about pointing out the... invasions on our civil liberties for a very long time in terms of what was going on with the TSA. Pretty much everybody else was ignoring it. Alex was reporting on this as this stuff was rolling out 5 years ago. Now we're seeing coming true what we were always saying, that they were using this, they were abusing this, that the machines had absolutely nothing to do with safety. They were using the machines as well as their position to harass and sexually molest the American public. We had a Texas representative here, David Simpson, who twice offered a bill to stop that because he said it is sexual abuse of children and adults. What the TSA is doing came very close to a passing, but of course the governor and the lieutenant governor got that shot down in the Senate, and the federal government threatened to turn Texas into a no-fly zone. Nevertheless, my point being is that Drudge has been very good in terms of pointing out these over-the-top actions that the federal government is doing. And one of these is the increase in the military training that we're seeing throughout America. And, of course, understand that the military has bases all over America. They have large bases where they can do these drills.
Inside of the base.
Inside of the base. That's why they're military bases. And, of course, we have military bases in all these other countries, too, even places where they're fighting wars. I mean, there's not any shortage of places where they could train. When they get out of the bases, when they're getting into the streets, as we see in this particular footage, there's a different agenda going on here other than just training. They're training the troops to do operations in continental USA, and they're training the American public to get used to living in a banana republic. I remember traveling to other countries 20, 30 years ago where I would see the police walking around in military gear with full assault weapons, fully automatic weapons. And that would strike you. But, of course, it didn't make any difference to the people that were there. They were accustomed to
it. They were used to it.
They were used to seeing that. And so it's what you get used to seeing. So they're accustoming us to living in a militarized police state, a banana republic with nuclear weapons. Let's take a look at this video right here. This is an article up right now. Armed National Guard troops conduct exercise near a children's playground. Let's run a little bit of this, and we'll describe it for the radio audience. Okay, this is in Stanton, Virginia, and this individual is driving in the car, pulling up. You can see the troops there.
Several troops.
Yeah. They're marching right at the edge of a, looks like a park here.
My up, Alex.
Look, even more troops that keep coming in. They also have guns.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best
formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.